WCL.
WCL in 0TR. The name here is Tom. I'm located in Greer. From what I see, your name is Gabo. Is that true, John?
It's one of the monikers that have been hung on me over the years there, Tom. We've talked before. And anyway, I'm mobile here in Pickens. And hope you're having a good Saturday or Friday. I don't even know what day today is. Good grief, the holidays got me all messed up. It's Friday. And just made a quick run down to Pickens because my wife has not been feeling good and she hadn't eaten much the last 36 hours. And she got up off the couch after a nap and exclaimed that she wanted a turkey club sandwich. So it was my job to find her one.
TR. Well, fine business, John. I just want to say hello. Shane is a good friend of mine, and I heard you call him a while ago. Bernice has about got dinner on here, and we eat pretty early. I tell people I'm 57 years old and dyslexic. I get those numbers reversed sometimes, John. shoot. But anyways, yeah, it's 48 degrees, and feels like 39, my weather station says here. And blessed to see the sun come out today. We just ventured out a little bit to Home Depot and Lowe's because we got a stuck shower drain, trying to fix that. And I just went out and gathered 2 eggs from the chickens and getting ready to have a bite to eat here. I hope you get a hold of Shane. I can't never remember the days he runs on, but he's told me more than once. I'm getting old, I think. I'm glad your wife's feeling better, John.
Yeah, she's been kind of puny. She laid out of work yesterday, woke up with 102 fever. And she got up finally about 11 o'clock, and we jumped in the truck. We live, I think I told you, we live in the Atlanta suburbs. And jumped in the truck and drove up here to our place up here. We're going to be up here for 5 days. And then it's back to the reality of no more holidays. But I do know Shane pretty well. I really know him from the Gainesville, Georgia repeater when he's coming through in the big truck. But I've met him one time. And we keep saying that him and Beth and me and my wife are going to get together one day for lunch, and seems like we can never work it out. But Shane runs on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, I believe. And super nice fella. Super nice fella, that's for sure.
Well, you got that right. I really enjoy talking to Shane. Sometimes I catch him when he's out on the run. So Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday, if I got that right. Yeah, I see you're in Cummins, Georgia. Well, I went to Ham Radio Outlet one time, and I don't believe I'll ever venture down that way again purposely. the kids come into Atlanta one time at the airport, or had us years ago. We're originally 14 years ago from Kansas. And we just love it down here. We live up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, kind of out in the country, and really enjoyed it. I talked to W4DJW this morning, and Dave, W4CBA, and anybody else, Bernice, we talked to this morning. Anyways, and talked to Jerry a little bit in 4DJC on texting earlier. I tried to call him, but he didn't hear me. But I think I'm just going to sit here and have a cup of coffee and watch the evening news here on Channel 4. So, John, I better let you go, and the pleasure's all mine, sir. I got Shane. We talk about CW some now, and I got him going on that. No, I didn't do it. He did it on his own personal recognizance, I guess you'd say. He really enjoying it. That's about 99% of what I do, John, is CW, and then some voice. Oh, I talked to South Africa on voice the other night, but he's a real easy one to get. Is it a 60CY? You probably talked to him before. And he's a real fine guy also. So I'll let you go, John, and boy, you're blessed that your wife's feeling better. Bernice got that high density shot, the flu shot, we both did, and she got almost 103 fever from it, oh, a month or so ago, but I'm glad we got them. The respiratory virus is high, and so is COVID right now, so hope we don't get that stuff. I got heart failure, and I don't want it, and I don't want Bernice to have it either. Take care, John. K4WCL and 0GR73.
I'm good. Appreciate you coming back to me. I am not a person to run out and get a flu shot. Never had one. You might call me an anti-vaxxer because I have not gotten any COVID shots. Rolled that thing out way too quickly for me to feel comfortable taking it, and then they kind of swept all the bad news about it under the rug. So, yeah, not my thing. Everybody's got their own thing. And, yeah, I know Bill. I talked to Bill. I probably got Bill in the log at both houses at least a dozen times. I tried to talk to him Christmas Eve. He had a pile-up Christmas Eve. Everybody wanted to wish him a Merry Christmas. But Bill has got to be one of the biggest or best ambassadors worldwide of amateur radio. He's a great operator. He's got an amazing signal because he's running four full-size elements on 40. And he just booms in. But he had a lot of folks calling him. But I always enjoy jumping in there and saying hello to Bill. So, anyway. All right, Tom, I'm about halfway up. 178 here. We're up in the extreme northern part of Pickens County, up, if you're familiar with Pickens County, pretty close to Table Rock, up here in the, I guess, the foothills of the mountains. Very rural out here. That's what I like about it. Unlike where we live in Georgia, although where we live in Georgia used to be the country. I moved there 27 years ago, not to Georgia, but to the current house, and it is the hustling, bustling suburbs of Atlanta now, and it's time for us to leave, so another 15 months, and we'll be full-time residents up here. Looking forward to it. 7-3, Tom. W-0, maybe it's K-0, T-R, 7-3 from K-4-WCL.
Well, I get a K4 a lot of times, but not a W. That's the real old timers. I've only been in here about a little over 30 years. It's N0TR, and it's my initials, Tom Rouse, N0TR, because we were in Kansas 62 years and moved down here to be near the grandkids, John. So as long as you don't call me late for supper, that's okay. See you later, buddy. Yeah, Bill, I heard a ZS1 on there last night, too, but another guy had the frequency, so I didn't call him. And he was right near 7156 where Bill was talking, and he is a great ambassador, I'll tell you, and always a pleasure to talk to. 73s, and talk to you later. This is NGRLTR Clip.
He either has an amazing memory, or he keeps very good notes. You know, just jots down a few notes on each conversation, because he always asks me, are you in South Carolina tonight, or are you in Georgia tonight? But he does that with everybody. I mean, he'll ask them something they talked about last time, or, you know, he knows a lot of people's XYLs by name. Just, he's definitely a good ambassador for the hobby. And a generally nice guy. And I've worked him up in Mozambique, too. I think his call up there is C31. CCY. I've only worked him a few times up there, but he's got equally as nice of a station up there. So, anyway, see you, Tom. 73, K4WCL.
04PXB Mobile.
04PXB, go ahead. I won't be in here too long. John here, K4WCL.
Quit here, just leaving off of the Lawrence Road onto Pleasantburg and getting ready to head to the house. They let us go an hour and a half early, so I am definitely taking advantage of that and getting ahead of the traffic.
Name Lloyd or Floyd?
Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
Hi, Lloyd. Very good. Well, glad you got off work a little early. I just took the day as I had a couple vacation days I had to burn. So I took today, and companies close Monday, so got a nice little weekend. We're spending time at our home up here in South Carolina. Live in the Atlanta area, but we spend a lot of time up here, too. Don't like living in the Atlanta suburbs anymore. It's gotten way too crazy, way too crowded. Where did you say you were in the upstate?
I'm on Pleasantburg right now, fixing to get on 385, heading toward Greenville, Columbia area.
Good signal into the repeater. This repeater's got good coverage. Although, I just turned into our development, and once I get in here, I've got Pinnacle Mountain in between me and Caesar's Head. So I'm probably going to get scratchy. And I got a guy... what he's doing. Hold on a second. Pulled over in the middle of the road, then he started backing up. I wasn't quite sure what he was going to do. But, Lloyd, I'll make this my final here, because once I start going up the mountain that we live on, I'll get pretty scratchy. I'm only 7, 8, 9 miles from the repeater, but I can barely hit the repeater in front of the house. Because if I look to my east-northeast, I guess, I got Pinnacle Mountain right there. So, 73, I'll listen up for your final, Lloyd. Safe travels out there, and Happy New Year to you. K4WCL.
Also, please have a great New Year and a safe 2024. I'll talk with you another time. It's K04PXB.
Radio check.
Go ahead. This is N0TR.
Repeater or the Caesar's Head repeater?
Well, I got part of that. This is the Caesar's Head repeater. My name is Tom. Go ahead.
Check out our handheld radio here. I'm down in Piedmont, South Carolina on a Motorola, a little five water, but wasn't sure if I could hit that.
From that spot, you're doing a good job. It's got a great coverage area. My call's N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. Back to you.
N4NQT, and I will be clear. Just wanted to do a quick check. Thank you.
Well, that's good, because I'm getting ready to jump over here and eat supper, but I just thought I'd let you know you were getting in, and I'd say you're about, 75% voice and 25% atmospheric noise. So a real good signal. Excuse me for a handy talking. Have a good day and be careful. N0TR clear.